Well, hello. Welcome to the next episode of Pegasus Radio. In today's episode, let's talk about MIPIM that I've just recently come back from. I thought I'd share my thoughts on MIPIM. And, you know, if it's something that you're considering doing yourself, my suggestion as to what you do to make a success out of MIPIM. So I've been this year for the first time to MIPIM. I was really looking forward to going and it didn't disappoint. And certainly, you know, I learned a lot whilst there as well. I went candidly probably without much of an agenda. I thought, look, I'll go and see what it's about. I know there are lots of people there that I know. So I thought, you know, there'd be a good opportunity to meet quite a number of people. So for sure, we did meet quite a lot of people, you know, quite a lot of existing clients, but equally, you know, bumped into or arranged to meet individuals who I'd personally never met before. So that's one of the key things to say about MIPIM. Like any networking event, but certainly MIPIM and probably UK Reefer, kind of like networking on steroids, you have got in one location more people than you could ever possibly meet who you would probably know within your kind of wider kind of construction and property network. If you can imagine trying to arrange all those meetings up and down the country to find times when it suits people's diaries to meet so many people in one go, it would just never happen. So I can see why people go there every year for that opportunity to kind of meet people, network, mingle, have a laugh, whatever, probably drink involved, candidly. But there's a real opportunity to do that at MIPIM. And I think the same will be said for UK Reefer again. Happens again this year in Leeds, coming up in May. So what would I advise about MIPIM if you are going in terms of how to prepare? Get some comfy shoes. Dress attire was really quite interesting, actually, from very formal individuals with, you know, three-piece suits on, right down to people going very casual. You know, there's certainly a lot of, for the men, certainly a lot of kind of jeans and jacket combos going on. But one of the most noticeable things was, I would say genuinely, male and female, it was probably 50-50 between, I guess, kind of smart shoes versus trainers that people were wearing. And I'm not talking necessarily just smart trainers. I think there was a real array of different kinds of trainers and other footwear to ensure that people were comfortable, because you were on your feet a lot. You cover, even though Kansas is quite small, in reality, you cover quite a lot of mileage or kilometres if you're in France whilst there. So get some comfy shoes. Temperature wise, we were very lucky. It was sunny the entire time we were there. Certainly in the shade, it wasn't that warm, but in the sun, it certainly was. So yeah, dress accordingly, I would suggest in that regard. I think if I had my time again, what would I do? I would have probably put more effort into arranging things before I went. As I say, it was great that I met lots of individuals who I know, lots of existing clients primarily. Some existing candidates as well, actually, but certainly existing clients. But I could have done more. I could have definitely done more if I'd have organised myself better and got more things booked in early. So on one level, I was quite happy. I didn't go with much of a plan, but I know certainly next year I'll go with a much better plan. It's also worth just looking into all the different events that exist either within the kind of MIPIM event space or the fringe events. Again, if you wanted to and got yourself organised, you could probably drink for free, frankly, all of the 3 days, 4 days you're there. If there are so many events offering free bars. But you genuinely could get yourself to lots of really interesting events where you will have an opportunity to meet potential kind of contacts of yours, but equally lots of potential clients. There are lots of client organisations who throw events. There are equally lots of organisations, whether that be, you know, construction consultancy practices, legal firms. There seem to be some very swanky affairs with some of the big legal practices that put events on. And I'm sure at those events, there would have been a significant number of, you know, significant client and developer contacts there. So, you know, I guess I'm jumping around a little bit here, folks, but one question I think a lot of people say is MIPIM worth it? Is the cost of it worth it? Is it not just a bit of a jolly? Now, yeah, there's a little bit of an element. There is a bit of a jolly. Obviously, it's on the south of France. The alcohol is flowing freely. I was part of quite a large MIPIM WhatsApp group, and some of the messages that were pinging through at like 3 and 4 in the morning of people only just finishing drinking would suggest to me that it's quite a big event in terms of drinking. I was, for me, remarkably reserved on the amount of drinking I was doing, because I was just conscious of trying to be up every day and then maximise each day. But certainly people do drink a lot. But so is it worth it? Would it be worth your investment going to MIPIM? Categorically, yes. So let's say, for argument's sake, if you're my client base, a construction consultancy, there are a significant number of private sector developers and clients there, but also the vast majority of, certainly if we're talking UK, the vast majority of UK local authorities are there, again, all looking to do deals. One thing that was pretty evident, and I guess a bit of a shot in the arm for us all, is that MIPIM was busy. It had a buzz to it. You got a sense that deals were being done on a daily basis, that, you know, potential investors and clients, and that's for another point, there was a lot of funders there, but investors, clients, funders were there to do deals, to get things across the line, and you got a sense there was a real buzz of that going on. So certainly, I think one thing MIPIM gave me this year is real confidence that the real estate market generally in the UK and Europe is very, very busy. I would say in terms of a split of nationalities, I would say there are probably more individuals from the UK and Ireland than any other part of Europe, incidentally. I saw lots and lots of, or heard lots and lots of British and Irish accents. Then obviously a smattering of different languages and European accents. The one thing that was very, very obvious that there was a real lack of was kind of US individuals, American contacts. I got the impression it's very much a UK, European-centric forum is MIPIM. So certainly, yeah, if you're looking to tap up clients further afield, I would say my general experience, it was very much, you know, a European-centric event, which probably stands to reason given that it's in France, not elsewhere in the world. But yes, I would absolutely say it is worth your while attending, if nothing else, for you to meet existing clients, but equally, there's a real opportunity to bump into new clients. And it's almost expected that there is going to be a lot of shop talk, want of a better phrase, at MIPIM. I think people expect to be talking shop and discussing various opportunities that exist out there. So one question that people may ask is it worth getting a ticket to the main MIPIM event? I didn't get one this time to get into what people call the bunker. I canvassed a lot of people prior to going to MIPIM, and a lot of people said, look, we never buy a ticket to go in. We're there for the networking, which can be done in the various bars. Like I said, Cafe Rome, which is the most popular bar, I guess, for meeting and networking, and various other bars that exist. I seem to gravitate between Cafe Roma and Mar Nolan's, an Irish bar, as you'd expect. Seem to be the two most popular ones. I was certainly infrequently in between those two, or frequently, I beg your pardon, in between those two. Now, having said that, if you do want to genuinely go and tap up probably some public sector clients, then they are all sat within the main MIPIM bunker, as it's called. Depending on whether you're a small or large business, it's not a cheap gig to get into the MIPIM event. I think a standard ticket for any kind of large or medium to large size business is just over €2,000, and it goes up in value. You can get a startup ticket, which I think is around €800, which I think if we went again, we'd probably get that. I'm assuming that refers to SME size businesses. So yeah, it's just tossing up whether it's worth your while paying to go in there, and indeed whether actually most of the stuff you want to do, most of the clients you want to meet, you can all meet outside of the main event. And of course, as well as that, within the main event, there's a heck of a lot of conferences, seminars, speeches that you may get some value out of. I know certainly when we go to UK Roof this year, I will certainly be sitting in on quite a number of the seminars. I think they'll be quite useful. I guess with MIPIM, and I'm talking here about my UK counterparts in MIPIM, I guess a lot of, when I looked at the schedule of seminars and events, a lot of them were very much focused on Europe as a whole. So I think you may or may not conclude that there is value in you attending a lot of those seminars. Whereas when you go to UK Reef later this year, sound like I'm a salesperson for UK Reef, I'm really not. When you go later this year, obviously all the seminars, etc., will be very much UK focused, which you may find more valuable. It's just my thoughts on that. So yeah, look, that's my advice. I think I would start planning early if you're going to go to MIPIM. Accommodation was a challenge. We ended up in a lovely kind of villa, which was probably 20 to 25 minutes drive outside of MIPIM, which was great because later in the week, a number of my team arrived as part of a kind of reward, I guess, for us having a very good quarter. I took some of the team out so they could get some of the MIPIM sense, but also we stayed over the weekend. The villa was lovely and you know, given that we had 8 people, actually was quite cost effective. However, as you can imagine, because there are so many people hit Cannes in one go, things like getting taxis was a challenge. I found for the first time the ability to reserve via Uber, which I found was a really useful exercise. And Uber was a damn sight cheaper than local taxis, incidentally, is another little learning point there. But yeah, you want to get ahead of it in terms of booking your accommodation early. Start booking people in terms of events and things. As I say, I purposely didn't go and book in too many events, but I would have probably been a bit too late to the party by the time I started. So I think all of that, as soon as they start to be advertised, you want to get yourself in any events that you do want to attend where you do think your clients and contacts may be there. Oh, that's been a useful one. Bit of a back and forth one, jumping around one. I was literally just recording this one off the cuff, frankly. But I hope it's been a useful one. Definitely get to MIPIM. You will find it useful. You know, go there with an open mind. Go there with a plan. Certainly probably more than I had. And you'll enjoy it. And hopefully the sun will shine for you again in 2025 when it's next on. Okay. Cheers. Take care. Bye.